Every 30 seconds in America, a Latino turns 18 and becomes eligible to vote. You've heard me say that a lot on the show. We've been chronicling the stories of these new voters. Today, it's Brian Guevara's turn. He's a college student from North Carolina. He was struggling in school, but a trip to Honduras last year, where his mom is from, helped Guevara get his life back on track and also embrace his Afro-Latino roots.
My freshman year, I almost flunked out of college. I felt like other things were more important at the time, chilling with my homies or chilling with my girlfriend at the time. My mom was also a professor, so she knew something was wrong. I showed her what I had in those classes. She was like, okay, this summer, you're going away to Honduras. She wanted me to, like, you know, get out of my environment. I could get distracted very easily. And her being my mom, she knows that. So she felt in her way that going to Honduras and, you know, being secluded for all these distractions in North Carolina will benefit me in the long run and in the future. It was my first day at Trujillo. First thing I said was, damn, I don't have any Wi-Fi. Second was, dang, it's hot. Trujillo, that's where all the parties were. They had this big old celebration every year. And that's where they do, like, who was the most prettiest of Trujillo. Everybody's having fun, and it's time for the teenagers, us, to have our party. The dances are totally different than what we dance like down here. United States, they do this thing called twerking, right? I go down there, and, you know, they're not twerking at all. Like, it's not twerking. They're doing this thing called punta. And punta is kind of like twerking, but it's not. You got to use more of your hips. Me and Manelson, my cousin, and, like, three girls we was trying to holler at. And then, you know, while they're dancing, I didn't know what to do. That night, I came back to my house. I put on some punta. I was like, I'm gonna get this right. Third party, which was my cousin's celebration. It was her quinceañera. That was the dopest party. I already know what I'm doing. I'm a pro. I'm like, you know what? I'm ready for this punta. I see this girl that's been eyeing me all night. Her name's Nina. She's been eyeing me. I was eyeing her. And, you know, it's punta. It's my time to shine. I didn't know punta has tricks, though. I guess she had this song memorized or something, but the song was like, dun, 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 boom! You gotta, like, stop for a second, and then you gotta keep punta, but you gotta go low. So everybody was doing it. I'm just like, what is going on? Oh, man, I was not ready for it. I feel like North Carolina, you have to fit in one lane in order to be cool. And so that's when I was trying to forget my Afro-Latino descent. When I came back, even my playlist and songs had changed to, like, Caribbean music, Spanish music, because that's what I was around. I was in the car with some of my friends, and, you know, it's my turn to be on the aux, the auxiliary cord. I will play these musics, and for a minute, they were like, Brian, what happened to you? I feel like that's how it kind of changed me a little bit, you know, with accepting my identity.
That was Brian Guevara, first-time voter in North Carolina. His story was produced by Naomi Prilo of WUNC, with sound design by Ian Koss of PRX. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow. You can always find us online at theworld.org. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio in Boston at WGBH. Thanks for making it today.